Okay, this perek Amon LeKoyen Gadol is discussing the din of Bas Yisrael that marries to a Koyen, so she's be able to eat truma. We know that Azar, Yisrael or Levi is not allowed to eat truma. It's only given to a Koyen. Only a Koyen is allowed to eat. But here we have the Chiddush. This is the, we'll see what's the, why is that din is like that. But his wife of the Koyen, even if she was a Yisrael, she's also allowed to eat Betrume. Not only a Koyen's wife, but also Eved of a Koyen, and also the Behemah of a Koyen, also his cows, his sheep, whatever, they can all eat called Karshine Trume. Well, it's not made exactly for a man, but it also has a din of Trume. So it's all his behema and his avodim and also his wife are able to eat truma like the Kohen himself. The Gemara brings that. Where do we learn this din from? The Gemara brings down a brayse. Minayin lekohen shenosa isha vekona avodim sheyoichle b'trume. From where do we know that a Kohen that he married a wife or he bought a avodim, that they're able to eat trume? Shenemar v'koyen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy hu yochal bo. In other words, it's written in the Torah, koyen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy, and we learn from that that even if he buys a nefesh, if he buys a eved, or if he buys also a behema, that we have on Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about, or if he marries a wife, they are all able to eat in the truma because of this koyen. That's called kinyan kaspoy. Kinyan kaspoy ochel betrume. The Gemara also, it's known in Kiddushins, basically, it's brought a few times in the Shas, in Gemara and Kiddushin, daf hey, midoraisa miatero, eishes koyen, the wife of a koyen, is able to eat trume already from the erusin. We know there's erusin and the suin. There's Kiddushin and the suin. Kiddushin is the Areat Mekudeshet Li with the Tabat, and the Suim is the Chupe. So, Midoraisa, from the Din of the Torah, that the wife of a Koyen, already from the Erusin, is able to eat Trume. But Midrabanan, the Rabbanan made a Gzera that they shouldn't eat until after the Nesuim. The reason is because she's still by her father's house. She doesn't go to live by her husband until after the Nisuim, and only she's able to eat Trume. And she can make a mistake and give also her brothers and sisters to eat what he brings her to eat Trume, and they're not allowed. So since that's the reason, the Rabbana were made a Gzera that she's not allowed to eat Trume until after the Nisuim. But Mi'ikra Adin, from the Din HaTorah, that the wife of a Kohen from Erusin is already allowed to eat in Trumah. So now we have a din in the Mishnah. This is a regular classic case where a Kohen married a Bas Yisrael. She's able to eat the Trumah. The Mishnah is talking about a different case. The Mishnah talks about Almono LeKohen Gadol or a Grusha V'Chalutza LeKohen Hedyot. We know that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almono, and a regular Kohen, a Kohen Hejit, is not allowed to marry a Grusha it's an Isser from a Torah. Chalutza, it's Isser the Rabbanon, but it usually goes together, Grusha and Chalutza. So we know that it's an Isser on the Kohen to marry a Grusha, or a Kohen Gadol to marry an Almona. What happens if the Kohen, he doesn't listen, or B'shoigig, whatever, and he married a Grusha, or Kohen Gadol married an Almona? So the written here in the Mishnah is that she is not allowed to eat Betrume. So the Mice, it's already written in the Perek beforehand, but now we'll discuss what's written more here. So Almona, the Kohen Gadol, and Grusha, the Chalutza, she's not allowed to even that the Kiddushin is Toysin. I mean, even he made an Avera and she's called his wife, she's definitely his wife. She can't maybe marry to somebody else. If she wants to marry to somebody else, she'll definitely need a get. But since it was an Isser, it's called, she's now a Chalola. That's what Rashi says in the Bura Masril Avde Milug Lo Yechlu. Lefi Shehen Shela Vihi Chalola. She's not allowed to eat Betruma because she's a Chalola. Since she's a Chalola, she gets a psul of a Chalol. And in a minute we'll explain it. She has a psul of a Chalol. And since she's a Chalola, because this kiddushin was in beheter, so she got a psul because of this kiddushin. So she herself is not allowed to eat in Truman. Not only that, we have another din. The Gemara brings also that din. It's really written already in the Mishnah. If a kohen married a wife. Not a monolith kohen gadol grush lachutza, a regular kohen, regular fine marriage, and she has a vodim that belongs to her and doesn't belong to the husband, doesn't belong to the kohen. What is called avdei nichse milug. It's called that it belongs to her. It's in her reshus, even that she got married to him, but these avodim stay by her. So meikir hadin, these avodim are able to eat in truma also. Not only she's able to eat truma, also her avodim are able to eat truma. And the reason to that is the Gemara says that we have another pasuk: minay liyisha shekonsa avodi, va'avodav shekonu avodim shuyoichlu betruma shenema vekoyin ki hikne nefesh kinyan kaspo yuyochal bo kinyano shekona kinyan oichel. In other words, we have another gzeras hakosuf. Not only the kinyan of the koyin eats in truma, but also the kinyan that bought a kinyan also eats in truma. In other words, if an eved of a kohen buys for himself an eved, the Rishonim here on this page asks how did the eved buy. Mashakono eved kono rabbi. We have a klal that whatever the eved bought it automatically belongs to the adon, belongs to. So the Rishonim answer how it is. If somebody if the Adon gave the Eved money, that it should be only for himself, and that the Adon shouldn't have the shoes in it. And with this money, he went out and bought a different Eved. No, that doesn't have to do with us. But the halacha is that an Eved that bought a different Eved bought it for himself an Eved. Not only the first Eved of the coin is able to eat Trumet, also the second Eved is also able to eat Trumet. And the reason is because we have a gzera sekosuf, kinyonu shekona kinyin, eved shekona, eved also eats in truma. For that same reason, it's written also, if an eishes koyin, if the wife of a koyin buys an eved, also her avodim would be eating in truma. Why? Because she is kinyonoi shel koyin, and she also bought a kinyin. And we also have the same. The same klal, shekinyon shekona kinyon, is also eating in truma. But the Mishnah says that's only if she's kosher. But if she's an almona lekoyen gadol and she became a chalole, she became a psula to eat in truma. So not only she won't be able to eat in truma, also her avodim won't be able to eat. It won't be able to eat the truma because whatever the Gemara explains, kinyonoi hamachil. If the kinyan, the first kinyan, the wife, the ishes kohen, is able to eat in truma, then her avodim will also be able to eat. But if she's not, she herself is not able to eat in truma, then definitely her kinyan that comes through her won't also be able to eat in truma. That's the basic dini what we have with the Mishnah. So we have one big question that all the Achronim ask, and this we want to talk about, discuss today. The question that Ibn Moshe asked it, Kovetz Oris asked this question in the name of the Kasa de Harsana. It's known in the Yeshivas, the Kushiyah Shel Kasa de Harsana. The question is on his name. He asked the question like this. We said already that if a kohen buys an eved, so the eved also eats betruma. In other words, and if a kohen buys a shifcha, also she eats in truma, just like an eved, no difference. Well, how do we know that? Because it's written koyin ki yikne kinyan nefesh kinyan kasper. L'maisa, every shifcha is a zoino. That's we learned the whole parak of Baal Yevimtoy, and we know that a shifcha is b'cheska zoino. She has a din of a zoino to a shifcha. A koyin is katchila not allowed to marry a shifcha because she has a din of a zoino. She's not allowed to marry a shifcha. After she was mishtach, after she got out, nobody can marry a shifcha. But even after her adon let her out, and she's not anymore a shifcha, she's not anymore a slave, a servant. So also a kohen is not allowed to marry her because she has a din of a zoina. So the question is, why is the shifcha able to eat betrume? Because she's king and kasper, lemaisa she has a psul of a zoina. So what would we say? She has a psul of a halala. So what would be the answer? The answer we would say that she's not eating because of herself. She's not eating because she has a kedusha of a kahuna. She's eating in truma because she's in a kinyan of the kohen, and she's not worse than a behema of a kohen. Like a behema of a kohen is able to eat in truma. So the same way a shifcha of a kohen able to eat in truma, even if the shifcha is lemaisa, she's a zoina, she's a psul, she wouldn't be able to eat. If she, for example, if we would find a way that a shifcha should be a kohen, a kehenes, she wouldn't be able to eat betruma because she's a zoina. That's true, but she's not eating now in truma because she's a kohen. She's eating because she's not worse than a behema of a kohen. And any kinyan that belongs to the kohen eats in truma, eats truma. So the same reason we with the shifcha of a kohen eats truma. That's simple. But the question is, if so, what's the difference between an eishes kohen? What's the difference that a wife of a kohen, we say no, she is already a zoina. She an almana le kohen gadol or a grusha or chalutza le kohen hediot. She became a halala, she became a zoina, she has a psul. She has a psul, she's not able to eat truma. What's the difference between her and a shifcha? So she won't eat, we're not eating because she. Why is a shifcha eating truma? Because she's a kinyan, she belongs to the kohen. So, and like a behemoth of a kohen eats. So the same reason, a wife of a kohen, what do we care that she's a zoina? She should eat in truma just like a shifcha. That's one big question that we have on this thing. So to go to answer this question, we see right away what we have to say. We'll elaborate it more. That there's a difference between a wife of a kohen that eats in truma, between a shifcha of a kohen that eats in truma. Even though we'll have to see that it was learned from the same pasuk for kinyan kasper, but we see on this, according to this question, that we definitely have to say that an eishes kohen, a wife of a kohen that eats in truma, that eats truma, she doesn't eat because she belongs to the kohen, but she eats because she becomes like a kohen herself. She gets the kedusha of the kohen, but a shifcha of a kohen, she doesn't get the kedusha of the kohen. She eats like a behema of a kohen because she belongs to the kohen. So the shifcha doesn't have the psul of zoina, but the eishes kohen that she has to eat because of her, she gets her own kedusha. Since she's married to the kohen, she gets the kedusha of the kohen of kahuna. Well, somebody gets already kedusha, he has already dinin on him. She can't be a zoina. So once she's a zoina, she won't be able to eat in truma. We have, according to that, a lot of nafkaminas. We'll say a few. There's a Mishnah in Trumas in Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. Bas Yisrael Sha'ochla Trume. With a dinah, the dinah is a zar that eats Trume. He has to go over to a kohen and pay him how much the Truma costed. And he has to add on Choymish. What happens to a woman? She was a Bas Yisrael and she ate truma, and then a month later she got married to a kohen. So the Mishnah says like this: Bas Yisrael she'ochlo truma, v'achar kach nises lekohen mishalemet keren v'choymish latzma. She likes pays from one pocket to the second pocket. She pays to herself. she's able to be mekayim the tashlum trume, the tashlume trume will be able to mekayim, will be able to mekayim in by giving herself the money. She doesn't have to give that to a kohen. And the Rash and the Rosh, they're the Mefarshi, the Mishnais, they write, why is that? And the Loshon is, the Nes is Kikahenes Benesuir. So the Rash and the Rosh explain it like this. Why is she able to pay herself the Tashlume Terume? Why is she able to pay the Keren and the Choymish to herself? Because an Eishes Koyen, a wife of Koyen, becomes a Kahenes. In other words, if she, her adin to eat in Truma was only because she belongs to the Kohen, like a behemoth of a Kohen, then we wouldn't be able, then she would have to give the money to the Kohen. She cannot leave the money by her. She's not a Kohen. She just eats bekoyach of the Kohen. She eats only because she belongs to the Kohen. But the Tashluma of Truma, we would have to give, she would have to pay to her husband or pay to a different Kohen. But she couldn't keep it by herself. But since we see from these, from the Mishnah that we able, that she won't have to pay anybody, she leaves the money by herself, like she pays to herself, because she has a din of a kohen. So here we see one nafkimine, that an eishes kohen, not only that she is a, eats because like, she's not worse than a shifa of a kohen, or eved of a kohen, or behema of a kohen, but she has a din for herself, she herself becomes a queen. Eishes Kohen, she becomes a queen. That's one din. Another nafkamina we have, that Reb Shmuel Rozovsky says, that we, it's basically what we said beforehand, that the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of matnas kihune, the mitzvah of a person of pidyon ben, of trumas, maisres, there's a mitzvah, or zroa lechaim v'keiva. There's a lot of matnas kahuna, 24 matnas kahuna, chazei v'shoik or whatever. There's a lot of matnas kahuna. There's a mitzvah to not only to not to eat the truma. There's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. It's called a mitzvah nesine, mitzvah latet, to give to the kohen. So we have a, we have to clarify. Eishes Kohen, do we be mekayim the mitzvah if we, when we give it to the Eishes Kohen, or no? Well, we mekayim the mitzvah only we give it to the Kohen itself. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky wants to say like this, that we also, since the Eishes Kohen, a wife of a Kohen, she also gets a din of a Kohen by herself, she becomes like a Kohenis, she's like a Bas Kohen now, so we can do the mitzvah Nesina to the wife of a Kohen. But if her din to eat in Truma was only because she was kinyonoi shel kohen, because she belongs to the kohen, we wouldn't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of nesina, of the giving the matnas kuna to the wife of a kohen. We'd have to give it that only to a kohen. A third nafkamina is, we have an interesting Rambam. It's based on the Gemara and the continuation. It's already has to do with the gears of the Rach here. We mentioned already that not only a eved of a kohen eats in trume, not only a kinyonoi, a kinyon kaspa eats, but also avodim shekonu avodim ochlim betrume. Not only the avodim eat, but a eved that buys an eved, he also eats in trume. The Gemara brings the gzeras hakos of a kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyon kaspa hu yochal bo. And also it's written afterwards, the kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspa yuchal bo, like the kinyan nefesh bought a different kinyan. The first kinyan bought a second kinyan. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to clarify, is choker, what's the din if the second eved bought a third eved? We say also, with written in Gemara, we have a kohen that bought one eved, and the first Eved bought a second Eved. What happened if the second Eved buys the third Eved? So it's not written. If it's not written, we don't have, we can't be Mechadish by ourselves that it will be eating in Trume. So the Pashtus is that not, he won't be eating in Trume. But we have an interesting Rambam here. It's nice, it's already a use of the Rach in the Gemara, but we'll see in the Rambam. We have an interesting Rambam. Like one line is contradicting the second line. The Rambam writes like this: Bas Yisrael Shini. It's Rambam is Perek Zayin Hilchos Terumos Halacha Yudches. Bas Yisrael Shenises LeKohen V'Ichnisu Lo Bein Avdei Miluk Bein Avdei Tzon Barzel Arei Elu Yochlu. Yeah, that's the din of our Mishnah. If she's not Almona LeKohen Gadol or Brush Vachrutzer, so her Avodim also eat in Terumos. V'Chein says the Rambam Avdei. Now we have to be very careful here. V'chein avdei kohen shekanu avodim. That's the din of eved or kohen that bought avodim. V'avdei ishtoi shekanu avodim yoichlu. So it's written here that if the wife of a kohen had an avodim and her avodim bought avodim, they eat in truma. So if we want to count, we have this. The Koyen eats in Truma. His Kinyan is his wife. That's Kinyan, the first Kinyan. The second Kinyan is her Avodim. And afterwards it's written in the Rambam, her Avodim bought Avodim. That's already the third Kinyan, because she herself is already a Kinyan. So Lechoyra we see in the Rambam not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wanted to say that a Kinyan, Shekona Kinyan, and he would buy a Kinyan Shlishi, a third Kinyan, he won't be eating in Truma, because it's only written one Kinyan that bought Avodim, but not a third party. But in the Rambam we see not like that, because the Rambam says that Isha, the wife of a Kohen, she had Avodim, and her Avodim bought Avodim. So we see already that if the second Kinyan bought a third Kinyan, he's also eating in Truma. Not only that, but the Rambam says, so why didn't the Rambam say this chidush ba'avdei koyin? Why the avdei koyin? The Rambam says, v'chein avdei koyin, konu avodim. Why didn't he say right away, avdei koyin, shekonu avodim? And these avodim bought more avodim. They also should eat in through with the third kinyan. So what we see according to the Rambam is that the Michas Chinuch is not contradicted from the Rambam, but there's a difference between a koyin that eats in truma and the din of an eved that eats in truma. An eved eats because he belongs to the koyin. So if he buys an eved that buys a avodim, the second avodim will be eating in truma because their kinyon is shekona kinyon, because they belong through the first avodim to the koyin, not that the eved has koyach to give a din to his avodim to be eat betruma. It's all dinim that belongs to the koyin. Not only the koyin gives a din on the eved to eat, he gives on the din of the avodim of the avodim. But that's with avodim. But Eishes koyin that we already brought out, that she has a din by herself that she's a koyin. She has a din. She herself is like a koyin. So her avodim eat truma not because they belong through her to the koyin, because she herself has a din that she's a din of koyin, a din of a kainis. So her avodim can eat truma like eved of a koyin. So then, if her avodim bought avodim, so that's kinyan, shekana kinyan. So that's only the second kinyan. That's not a third kinyan. That's we have another nafkimine of this din that we say that Aisha's koyin, her herself has a din of a koyin. We'll soon see another fourth din that we have, but I want to, we'll leave that for a minute. For now. But the question is, how do we know this halacha? How do we know this? I mean, the Gemara, what we have in our Gemara here is, koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspa huyo chalbo, minayin lekoyin shenosa isha vekona avodim shechlu betruma shenem lekoyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspa. So the same pasuk that we learn that an eved of a koyin eats in truma, the same pasuk we learn that a wife of a koyin, eshes koyin, also eats truma. So how do we know that it's different? If it's the same pasuk, how do we decide that the eshes koyin eats because she becomes herself a kainis? And the koyin, and the eved of a koyin, no, he doesn't become a koyin. The eved can't be a koyin. But he eats because he belongs to the koyin. How do we know to be mechadish that a wife of a koyin eats truma because she herself becomes a kainis? Maybe she eats like a shifcha of a koyin, like an eved of a koyin, like a behem of a koyin. It's the same pasuk. So we'll see like this. Lemaise, the Rishonim bring out a Sifri in Parshas Korach Sifri, Simin Choftes. And the Sifri is written like this: Kol Tor Bebeischo Yoichleno L'Rabbis Bas Yisrael Shemisus L'Kohen. We have a new Gzeros HaKosov in our Gemara, in the Bavli, what's written, we only have written Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Ki Yim Kaspoi. That's what we have in our in the Bavli. But the Sifri brings out a pasuk: Kol Tor Bebeischo, Kol Tor Bebeischo Yoichleno, it be Mirabe Eishes Yisrael Shenises LeKoyen. And this pasuk is brought out in Rashi in Kiddushin Daf Yud Amud Beis. Rashi says Venises Bas Yisrael, that's Nises LeKoyen Pshita Leida Ochla. That we know Pashut that she eats Truma. How do we know it? The Nafkele B'Sifri Mikol Tor B'Beis V'Yachalotom. So Rashi, not only it's a Sifri, we have also Rashi. Rashi brings the pasuk that a Eishes Koyen eats in Truma from the pasuk of Kol Tor Beis V'Yachleno. We have also Rashi on the Torah in Chumash VeYikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud Aleph. Rashi there brings both drushes. Rashi, we're talking on the pasuk of the Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Ki Yim Kaspoi. So Rashi also brings down the pasuk of the Sifri of Kol Torah Beis Chiyachlena. The question is, why do we need two psukim for the same halacha? Why do we need two psukim? So Lemaisa, on this question, Tesvis already asked that question on Daf Samaches Amud Aleph, and Tesvis says that the drusha of the Sifri is only a smachta baalme. Definitely the main drosha, we only have one drosha, and the drosha is Kinyan Kaspi. We only have one drosha, Kinyan Kaspi. But Rashi, we see the Achronim says, the Zecher Yitzchok, the Kiddush Yankiv and Kiddushin, we see that Rashi, it's not only a smachta, Rashi brings out, Rashi says, Lehevi and Kiddushin, how do we know that she eats in Truma? Is a Pashukal that she eats in Truma? Kol Torah Beis V'Yachleno, if it would be a smachta baalma, Rashi wouldn't bring down this pasuk. So we see in Rashi that it's definitely it's a drosha gemura. It's a complete drosha. So the question is, why do we need two psukim? Why do we need two psukim? So first of all, we see first of all like this. There's a difference between the pasuk of Kol Torah Beis V'Yachleno between the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspoi, the Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoi. There's a basic difference between both of them. Kinyan Kaspoi is a deen that we learned from it, that a behemoth of a Kohen eats in Truma, and a Shifa, and a Nevet, and also a wife of a Kohen. But the deen that Kinyan Kaspoi eats in Truma, not because they become a Kohen, because they belong to the Kohen. And anything that belongs to the Kohen gives them a reshus, like the Kohen is like lets them to eat the Truma. Because of the Kohen, they can also eat in Truma. That's the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspoi. But the pasuk of Kol Tor Beischo is written that anybody, that the wife of a Kohen, he's part of the bias of the Kohen, anybody who's part of the bias of the Kohen, he has himself a din of Achilas Truma. He himself can be, he becomes also like a Kohen. So right away, we know why we need the pasuk. Now we have to know, we see a very difference between two pasukim. The question why we need both of them. So first of all, we have our nafkiminis. Why we need Tor Beischo? We'll start, why is not enough Kinyan Kaspoi? So that we already said a few nafkiminis. If it will only be Kinyan Kaspoi, then we wouldn't be able to be Mekayim de Mitzvah Nesine to the wife of a Kohen. Because it's only, like, we can't be Mekayim de Mitzvah to an Eved of a Kohen. We won't be able to Mekayim de Mitzvah Nesinas to giving the Truma to a wife of a Kohen. That we need the Pasuk of Kol Tor Beischo. That's one Nafkemina we have. Another Nafkemina, what we mentioned before. Another Nafkemina, that is, since she became already a Kohen, that her Eved that will buy enough of it also will be eating of Truma. But if she would be only eating of because of the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspoi, then her Eved, the third, her Eved that bought an Eved, that would be already a third Kinyan. that wouldn't be able to eat in Truma. Also, a Pashut, why we need the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa, that Kol Torah Beischa is eats in Ichazei V'Shoik. We know that when it's a Makriv, a Korban, Shlomim, we have to know, we have to give the Chazei V'Shoik, I mean that's a hand and a breast to a foot and a breast to the Koyen, part of the Behemoth, and this only can eat Koyanim. Not only it belongs to the Kohen, but only Kohenim can eat it. But here, but an Eved of a Kohen is not able to eat the Chazei V'Shoik. Only a wife of a Kohen. This is written in the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa. Kol Torah Beischa is written in the parasha of Chazei V'Shoik. So we definitely need the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa. But the question is, why do we need the drosha of Kinyan Kaspa? And the Gemara is written because of Kinyan Kaspa. Gemara here, Gemara Kiddushi. So that also we have a simple answer. Because of the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa, that's only from Shas Nesuim. But Kinyan Kaspa, we already mentioned from Iker Adin, from Iker Din Torah, she already can eat Trume also from the Erusin. The explanation is very simple. Erusin is a Kinyan. B'shloisha drochim, Aisha Niknes b'shloisha drochim. That's the first one. That's the Kinyan. The Kinyan is Kesef Shtar Beer. We'll talk about it in continuation. That's called the Kinyan of the Kohen. That has to do with the Erusin. But Kol Torah Beischa is already when she's part of the house, she's part of the Beischa. The Beischa, that's only after Nesuyah. So that's why we need the Pasuk that we have. So Lemaisa, we need the Pasuk of the Pesukim. We have also now, after we learned the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa, we can understand another halacha, and this explains it, Rabban Kotler explains like this. There's an halacha in the next Mishneh that the Eishes Koyen, that her husband died, so there's a difference. If there's left over Zera, if she left over children, not even it has to be a Koyen, in other words, if she left over a daughter, and a daughter married a Yisrael, and they had, and she has already a grandson that's a Yisrael, and her daughter passed away, and now her husband passed away. But since she has a grandson from a husband, even that this grandson is a Yisrael, it's written in Gemara, it can be also a mamzer. She'll be also continue eating truma, but if her husband, her husband, the Kohen, passed away, and she was left from him any continuation, no children, no everybody, she didn't have children, or they passed away already, so she can't eat in Truma. The question is, what's the explanation, what's the avona of this, what's the understanding of this aloha? I mean, if the only reason that an Eishes Koyen eats Truma, because she's Kinyan, she belongs to the Koyen, I mean, after he died, she doesn't belong to him. The pashtus simply would understand. Personally, doesn't belong to him. She can get married to whoever she wants. She doesn't belong to the Kohen. This shtikel Torah of the Achrayim, they want to say, the Asman Doraisa wants to say, that after the pass away, he still belongs to the Kohen. We have such a taste list in Yevomis Nunhei Amud Beis, last week's Dafer Yehimi, but we won't get too into it. There is such a svar. But according to we explain now of the Pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa, so it's understood very simply. Aisha's Kohen, not only that she eats in Truma because she belongs to the Kohen, but we have also the Pasuk of Torah Beischa. A wife of the Kohen, after the Nesuim, she becomes a Din, she has a Din of a Kohen. So if there's left over a son, that's or any son or daughter or grandson, doesn't matter, but there's a zera, there's left over a continuation of the Kohen, so we still feels like she's Eishes Kohen, we still feel like the marriage is on, so she still has a din of a Kohen. But if her din to eat in Truma only was because of she belongs to the Kohen, because of Kinyan Kasboy, so the Bepashtis, we would say that after he passes away, even if she left over 10 children, but she doesn't belong to the Kohen anymore. I mean, she can marry whoever she wants. She can't belong. She's not belonging to the Kohen. That's the Pashtis according to the Pasuk. So again, we'll go back to our first question. So we had our first question was, what's the difference between a shivcha of a kohen that we don't care that she has a din of a zoina? We don't care. I mean, any shivcha is a zoina, and she anyways eats truma, so we see she doesn't care. And the explanation we said was that a zoina means that she's a halola, she's a zav. Fine, but she's anyways not eating because she's a kohen, she's eating because she belongs to a kohen. So what do we care if she's a zoina? But Aisha's kohen, if she is a zoina, so we say that. So we say that since she's a zoina, if she's a mona grusha, a mona lekohen god or grusha lekohen hedyot, so she's not able to eat the truma. So according to this explanation, we say because since the Aisha's kohen eats because of the din of kol Torah beisra, so she has to eat the din of a kohen. Since she has to eat the din of a kohenis, if she has a psul of zoina, that was poisel her. But a shivcha of a kohen, she doesn't eat because she became a kohenis. She eats because she belongs to a kohen. So we don't care if she's a zoina. According to we return to this point, but I just want to say something here that we have a gishmak adyuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is written like this: Ve'elu heim avdei miluk imesu meisula v'imosiru esirula af al pishu chayav b'mizonoisam harei elu lo yachru b'tumah. The Mishnah says like this: that if the amona lekoyen gadol or grusha lechalutz lekoyen hated, she had an evet, and this eved belongs to her, so this eved won't be able to eat truma. And it explains the Gemara why. The Gemara says, since she's not able to eat in truma, so also her avodim are not able to. Her avodim becomes through her, they can't be more than she is. And since she can't eat in truma, so her avodim also not. But the Mishnah says another three words. Even if the husband promised when he got married her, he says, I'm obligated to feed your avodim. I'm obligated to support the avodim. It's on my share. I'll pay them the food. It's my ischaivus. I have to feed them. So the Mishnah says, even if he have to feed the avodim, still they won't be eating truma. The question is, what's the chidush here? Why would we think that if he is obligated to feed the avodim, then they will eat the truma? Why would we think that? The reason that avodim eat truma because they belong to the kohen. And if in this case they don't belong to the kohen and they belong to his wife, and his wife is a zoina, they can't eat in truma. Why would we think that since he's obligated to feed these avodim, they would be able to already eat in truma? Why? Well, that's the chidush. So we have two answers to answer this question. Now we'll talk about one. If we'll have time at the end, we'll say another mahalach to answer this question. But according to this, the pasuk of Kol Torah Beischa, that's the chidush of the Mishnah. We have a havamina that anything that belongs to the house will be able to eat in truma. It doesn't have to be from the pasuk of but anything that belongs to my house, like we say in Birkas Hamazon, we call Bnei Beis, we lenient Shabbos, a person is Chayav al Shvisas Behemtoy, al Shoyro, Vechamoyro, whatever belongs to the house, eats in truma. So it doesn't have to belong, that it doesn't mean that I own it. But if I already am obligated to be mefarnes, to feed the avodim, that's already part of my basi. They're by me. They're on my table. They eat by me. So already we had a half a minute they should be able to eat in truma. And that's the chidush of the Mishnah, no, that avodim only eat because of kinyan kasper. And since they don't belong to the kohen, they won't be eating the truma. In the continuation, I hope we'll be answer a different way this question. But so we'll go back to our basic question. So when we answered that, we said that an Aisha's kohen, since she has to eat, since her din of eating in Truma is because of Kol Torah Beischa, that she becomes a Kehenis, so by her also there's a Psul of Hazoina. But a Shifra thinks that she eats Truma only because she belongs to the Kohen, so we don't care if she's a Zoina. She doesn't eat because of her Hashivut, of her importance that she becomes a Kohen, so I don't care, she let it be a Zoina. She's anyways not worse than a Behemoth. But what we still have a question, a very hard question, is fine. But we say that an Eishes Kohen has two reasons to eat in Truma. One reason, called Torah Beischa. But we still have the reason of Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Ki Yikne Kaspoi. The Gemara says, from here we learn to Kohen Shenasai Yishal Chelet B'Truma. So a wife of a Kohen has two dinim, Shtei Halachot, what's it called? She has two reasons that she's able to eat in Truma. So, right, even though we say that she won't be able to eat, we said like an afkimina, if she won't be a nesua, she'll be only mureset, so she won't be able to eat, she eats in Truma because of the pasuk of ki yikne nefesh ki yikne kaspoi. Koyin ki yikne nefesh ki yikne kaspoi. So, Aishas Koyin has a deen to eat in Truma not only because she becomes a Kehenes, she also has a deen to eat because she belongs at the Kohen. So what we can say, down the Hachal, so we'll say, okay, because of the Psula, called Torah based on that, she can't be able to eat. But why can't she eat like Gola? Why can't she eat like a Shifra of a Kohen? If we would say only we have the Pasuk of called Torah based, okay. So called Torah based, she only has the deen only if she becomes a Kehenes. And she here, she has a psul, she can't, she's a Kehenes psula. Okay. But since we said that we have both halachas, we can't close our eyes and say that there's no pasuk of Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Ki Yikne Kaspoi, it's written here. We have another halacha. But what happens to this first halacha? So we have no choice, and we have to say, it's a little trickier, but we have to say there's still a difference. Also in the pasuk of Koye, also that's one question. Another question we have to. All our shtikel Torah was according to Rashi, but we said already Tosfot says that Kol Torah Beischa is only a smachta ba'alma. In other words, that we only have the pasuk of Kinyan Kaspi. So according to the traces, we definitely returned all the questions that we have. We have the question of the Kasa the Hasana. What's the difference of Eishes Koyin that she has a Psul Zoino, and Eishes Yisro, and a Shifra of a Koyin doesn't have a Psul Zoino? What's the difference between both? So we have no choice, and we have to say that also in the Pasuk of Kinyan Kaspoi, there's a difference of the Drosha of a be'eved of a Kohen, or a Shifra of a Kohen, or a Behem of a Kohen, between the drosha of Eishes Kohen. But what's the real difference? So there's a Rashi, an interesting Rashi. Rashi in Ksubis Daf Nunches Samud Aleph, Dibur Maschi V'Hai Kinyin, Rashi says, She Isha She Niknes Be'Bio Ochelet Be'Trume Mishum She Itka Shavoyes La'Dodi. Rashi has a question. Koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi. It's written only, we know that how does a person, a man, mikadish his wife? Everybody knows the Mishnah Kiddushin. B'shmoy shudrochim ha'isha niknes, b'kesef shtar ubiya. So we know if a Koyin is mikadish his wife through, with a kesef, through money, or he gave a ring, what will you do now? What happens if a Kohen is Mekadish his wife through a shtar or through beer, not money? Will she also eat Truma? So Rashi says yes, because we have an aloche that's written a few times in the Shas that all three kinyonim hukshul adori, it's a hekesh, and what we found an aloche in kesef, it belongs also in shtar and bia. And if we find an aloch in shtar, it belongs in kesef and bia. So whatever, if we find, so Rashi says, since we found the aloche that a koyin that is mikadish his wife through money, she eats truma. So not only if he was mekadesh with money, also if he was mekadesh with a shtar and biyash, he also be eating truma. So Rabbi Chanan asks here in the Kovet Zoros Simen Mem Zayin Sif Katan Zayin, he asks an interesting question: What will be the din if a koyin buys a behema or a evet with a shtar or with chazoke? Maybe he won't be eating truma because we don't there. The huksu avoyes ladodi that we have a hekesh between keser shtar and beer, that's only in kiddushin of Isha. We don't say we don't have such a hekesh that a person buys a house. There's a hekesh between if he buys with a shtar or he buys with money or he buys with chazaka. Maybe the dinim is simply the same, but we don't have such a hekesh. So if we see in Rashi that we need a hekesh between shtar and beer to moment to kesef, and without that we would say no, that if a kohen was mekadesh's wife with beer or shtar, she won't be eating truma. So it's the same thing by behema, same thing of evet. So Rabbi Chanan asks a very smart question. So how would we know that if a kohen buys a behema, with shtar or chazaka, they will also be eating the truma? No, and it's not mistaver, it's not logical to say that there won't be such a thing. We don't find. It's written here, always a behema of kohen eats always in truma. So what we see from here is like this: there's a real difference. Even in the pasuk of king and kasboy, there's a big difference between aishas kohen, between a behema of a kohen or of eved of a kohen. There's a very famous Ran in the beginning of Gittin, and the Ran says, "Isha hiloma moino shel bal." Even though that a person buys isha nikness, it's written buys isha nikness because of shtar beer, but the wife doesn't become she doesn't become the behemoth of her husband, especially not nowadays. But also the time of the Gemara, she don't become a behemoth. She's not the moment. She doesn't belong to her husband. She's mikudeshet. There's a kesher between them, but she doesn't belong to her husband. She's not mamoinu shalbat. She's not so we'll see a thesis rush that says that it is like that. But the Ran says that she doesn't become mamoinu shalbat. The Ran says says the nafkamina that we don't have a din of taninim if she claims that her husband divorced her and he's not around to say that it's mizuyif, that it's not true. We won't make up by ourselves a din of tanina, because tanina, it's a loch in moment, is something that belongs to that if somebody wants to take away money from me, so we have a loch of tanina. No, we, if he's not around, we help him out that we shouldn't lose his money. We won't get into that. That's what the Ran's talking about. But lemaisa, the Ran gives us a yisod. The Ran says that the isha is not mamoino shabbat. Is not king and kasper. So what is the ivra? What is the definition of the drosha? The koyin ki ikne nefesh king and kasper hu yochal bo. From that we learned that she koyin shenasai isha, that she is eating the truma. So Rashi has no choice, and Rashi says that here the drosha is different. Here the drosha means if a koyin made a maise kinyan, if a koyin went out and bought an isha through money. Not we're talking about what happened afterwards, that she belong, that a wife belongs to a kohen. But if a kohen went and bought his wife through money, that's the way the drasha goes. Went and bought his wife aliyadei kesef through money, then he has a din that she eats in truma, but not that she belongs to him. We're not talking about the tzaah. That she belongs to the kohen, but we're talking about how the kohen bought his wife. He bought his wife through money, even though she doesn't belong to him. If he bought through money, she already eats in truma. So Rashi says, okay. So how do we know shtar and beer? So Rashi says, huksha adori. We have a hekesh. If the halacha is said in kiddusha kesef, the halacha is said also in kiddusha shtar and beer. That's what Rashi explains here. But the behemus akoyin, the question of Rashi doesn't even start, because there the drush is pashut. There the drush is very simple. King Kasmi, not how he bought the behema, but the behema belongs to him. So we have, it's very tricky that in the same sentence we have two ways to define the sentence, but that's what comes out. We have no choice. That's what we see in Rashi. That when we talk about the Ashes Koyan, we're talking about how he bought his wife. He bought her through money, but he doesn't. But the wife doesn't belong to him. Lumatza, the behema of a Koyan, that's definitely the drosha simple. What belongs to a Koyan eats in Truma. So I don't care how he bought it. We're not talking about how he bought it, we're talking about that it belongs to him, that it's his money. So according to that, why do we still have an answer to the question? Even if we won't go to our Shtikel Teira, that we have an Eishes Koyin, a drosha of called Tor based on, maybe it's still true, we have it, we have still the Nafkaminis, but even if we learn the drosha of, Koyin ki yikne nefesh ki yin kaspoy, there's still a difference between the din of the Eishes Koyin that she eats because she becomes a Koyin. The ki yin kaspoy, not the drosh, is that she belongs to the Koyin, but any Koyin that bought her wife, made a kidushin through money or other shtar and beer, because the ukshu ado is lavoy, ukshu ado is ladodi, and so she eats in truma. But why does she eat? Because she's an Eishes Koyin, because she's a Koyin. But an Eved and a Behema, they eat because they belong to the Kohen. So there they don't care if there's Zayna. So that's also, we still have an answer on the Kas of the Hasra. But we didn't get to the final, to the bottom line. Because that's according to the Ran, and according to we see in Rashi, and so this is what we mentioned. But we have a Tesis Rosh, and we see in the Tesis Rosh learns different than Rashi. A Tesis Rosh in Kiddushin Daf Hey writes like this: Hi, Kinyan Kaspi, who? He has like a question. Something disturbs him. Why is a wife of a Kohen called Kinyan Kaspi? Why is it? So he writes like this. What's the answer according to the Rashi? Because he bought her through money. That's the answer. That's it. Why is it called Kinyan Kaspi? Because he bought her through money. That's the answer according to Rashi. But the Tesis Rosh doesn't say like that. Does his word say for high king in Kaspihu? Kevan shu moshel aleya umishu abedet lo mikre king in Kaspih afilu knor bekesev b'shtar ubiya. So the Rosh says straight out. He says no. Isha who moshel aleya, he sits on her. He's the moshel, and she has to do what he tells. She has to do what he tells her. The Miri asks already, brings us the sheet. It doesn't mention that it's a Tesis Rosh. He said the Raisi, we didn't see halachas, what Be'erus seen is halachas. The halachas only in the Nisuin. To answer that, we need another shiur. But we see according to the Rosh that it's Kipshutoi. Like we have a behema of a Kohen. The issue is also like a behema of a Kohen. Also Mishua Be'edet Lo. And there's such a Tesis Rosh in Daf Beis, the end of Beis, and Mudalef in Ksubis also, they have such a Loshon. But, so according to the Rosh, might have a question returns to the first. What's the difference now between a Shifcha of Kohen and Eishes Kohen? How we make up by ourselves to say that an Eishes Kohen, it's a Dina Tzmi, that she herself becomes a Kohen. It's the same drasha. According to Rashi, we had a force to say that, because according to Rashi, she's not a Kinyan Kaspi. But the Kinyan Kaspi means only that he bought her through money. So he bought her through money, so we can say that it's different. There's a difference between the din of an Eishes Kohen and a behema of a Kohen, or a sheaf of a Kohen. But even according to the Tesis Rosh, she's also called King and Kaspi, she belongs to her husband. Then how do we know that there's a difference? So we have no choice, according to the Tesis Rosh, to answer the Kas of the Hasana. The Stipler brings here a Svara, the Stipler here in Yevomis Simen Mem. The Stipler says that the Psul of Cholol he calls it, it's psul haguf. There's a passless woman that was married almana lekohen gadol, a grusha lekohune. Not only that she has a din of a zar, that she's not a kohen, that wouldn't disturb her. She would eat in truma because she belongs to a kohen. But there's a psul shir v'sel. She there's a begam. She became also there's a begam in the woman herself. There's a begam. And this begam is only written, only said on a Bas Yisrael. The begam is not toifes; it doesn't catch on a shifra. Why? Because on a shifra there's no kiddushin on a shifra. Ketuv on a shifra there's lo yikach v'lo yichalos. A person can't marry. There's no kiddushin on a shifra. Doesn't the kiddushin doesn't catch? Like a person wants to marry a goy, a goya. The kiddushin doesn't catch. You don't need a divorce. You don't need anything. It's like marrying a table. It's like marrying a behemoth. It doesn't catch the kiddushin. So also the shifra, the kiddushin doesn't catch at all. If the kiddushin doesn't catch, also the passness of zoyna doesn't catch on a shifra. That it's she's only a person that is kodosh can catch in him a psul that will be poisel him of truma. But somebody that's not kodosh, somebody that doesn't catch in him the psul, doesn't disturb the psul. Like they say, like we'll say for a dugma, a sample, the goyim are not mitami. They don't have tuma. The goyim, they don't have tuma smase. Why and Yisrael? Why we're worse? That we have the tumah, they're better off. The answer is on the opposite. Hefech, the goyim that is so garnished, they don't even have a dinim of tumah. There's no tumah on a table. There's no tumah smith. A person in Yisrael that he has a chashivus, then he has a din tumah. Yisrael that has a chashivut. She has also a psul of zoyna, even and that will be poisler, even if her din trume will be eating because she belongs to the koyin. But a person that became a zoyna, even if she's not eating trume because of herself, she's eating it because she belongs to the koyin. But in her, there was toifis, there was chata, a psul that we say no, she can't put the trume into her mouth. But something that's nidriker, something that is less chashuv. It doesn't toifis here such a psul. So that's why the answer that he's the Kasadasana, that on the Shifa, we don't even look at that psul. She's so lower that she doesn't even toifis kiddushin, that you don't even have to toifis the psul of Zoya. Since one more minute, we want to repeat, we'll do it very short. I don't know if we'll be able to understand it very short. But I want to return to one question we mentioned in the middle, that there was a hava mina in the Mishnah shuchayev b'mezoynos, that if this almana lekohen gadol grusha lechlutza lekohen hedyot had a vadim, she had a vadim, and they won't eat betrume because she's not able to eat in trume. But the Mishnah says that since we have a hava mina, since that he has to support them, and they're eating by on his table, who chayav b'mezoynosam, they will be eating truma. The question is, what kind of hava mina do we have? I mean, the only din that an eved can eat in truma is because he belongs to the coin. If he doesn't belong to the coin, why should we have a hava mina? Because he has to support them, then we should be eating in truma. So we have a verse like this: the briskerov is mechadesh. The Moshe also says this. He said. Then in Trume, I'm saying it very short, very, very short. But in Trume, we have an aloche. How is, maybe according to this, we will understand more. How can we understand that we can give Trume such a choshev azach, and Israel is not allowed to eat it, but a behema will be able to also eat Trume, or an eved will be able to eat Trume? It's very hard to understand. How can an Eved, he's an Eved of a Kohen, he's more than a Yisrael. But, so it could be that the word of Trume is, it's not Trume to a Zar, it's not Chazir, it's not Chelev or Dam, it's not Chazir, it's not a Behimat Meah or Ole or Kilea Keren, it's not Macholas Asurais, the Mutar Lechol. But the Torah says that the din of the Terumah is that the Kohen should eat it. Why is the Yisrael not allowed to eat Trume? Not because it's Chazir, not because it's Ole, not because it's Macholes Asuris, not because it's a food that it's an Easter to eat it. The Easter is because it has to be eaten by the Kohen. If a Yisrael eats it, then he's mevatel the deen, he's disturbing the deen of the Kohen. That's the Easter. The Easter is that it has to be eaten positive by the Kohen. And if a Yisrael eats it, he's mevatel the deen of the Kohen. So that's the vote. Why is a behemoth or evid of a Kohen eating in Truman? Because since the Kohen has to feed his behemoth, he has to feed his evid, by the eating of the behemoth of the Kohen, of the eating of the evid of the Kohen, is considered that the Kohen ate, because it's made for the use of the Kohen. It's supposed to be the Kohen. There's not, it's if it would be in the Isra Macholos, Surois, Chazir. So we led it to ever to eat and not to Yisrael. That's very hard to understand. But if we understand that the only Easter is not Fundin from Macholos Asuris, the Easter is that it doesn't come from a negative point, it comes from the positive point, that it has to be eaten by the Kohen. And if a Yisrael eats it, it's Mevatel the Deen of the Kohen. That's the Easter of desire to eat. But if an Eved of a Kohen eats, and the Kohen has to give, he has to support, he has to feed his Eved, he has to feed his Behemah. So that's called like the Ki'ilah that the Kohen ate. Not that the Behemah let eat, but the eating of the Behemah is a Shimush, is a necessity of the Kohen. So that's called a Shimush of the Kohen. That's the word of the Mishnah. Afal Pishu Chayabim Mizoinoisam. Even though we have a Havamina that the Eved doesn't belong to the Kohen, but since the Kohen has to feed the Eved, so it's called the necessity of the Kohen. It's called like the eating, like the Kohen is eating. So we have a big Havamina that even the Avodim of his wife, that since he is obligated to feed them, he'll be able to feed them even if the Avodim don't belong to him. The Mishnah says no, he's not only. The Mishnah says the vote is maybe true, that the heter is where the Kohen is obligated to feed, and it's called the necessity of the use of the Kohen. But we have another tonight that it has to belong to the Kohen. It's not enough that it's chiyuv mizrinus on the Kohen, but we also has to belong to the Kohen. But according to that, we definitely understand very well the havamine that the afapi shuchayav mizrinusim. We have a havamine. That would be a reason that the Kohen would be able to give them to eat truma.